A lot of people are known in high school because of one talent or hobby, but that is not the case with me. My whole life has been like a pinball, bouncing between different interests and hobbies. I've been to three different schools, like most of the youth group, but during those 12 years of school, I've tried a lot of things. I went to Hatch Elementary School, and it's the smallest of all the elementary schools in Oak Park. There have been times when I tell someone that I went to Hatch, and they reply with, "Oh my gosh, really? I don't think I've ever seen that school before." While in elementary school, I did a few after-school programs, but by far the most important thing in my life was sports. I played baseball and soccer throughout my 6 years in elementary school. All of my friends did too, along with every kid in Oak Park. It was the thing to do. I then moved on to Brooks Middle School, a huge change in my life. I still played baseball, but that was overshadowed for the next few years by theater. It was something exciting and brand new to me. I had never really done any type of theater before. The closest thing was this church's Christmas pageant, where the Shepherd Quartet stole the show by singing "Shaggy Smelly Sheep." You may remember us. When I was in sixth grade, I auditioned for Dear Edwina. I was cast as Lars, the dim-witted brother of the main character. My character has to break his ankle on stage. That meant I had to pretend to break my ankle on stage, which was not easy. Theater consumed my life in middle school. I did every show I could after that. As an eighth grader, I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta to be part of Junior Theater Festival. Middle school students from across the country came to the Cobb Auditorium and performed in front of 5,000 people. Being on that stage was an amazing experience that I'll never forget. After I finished my time at Brooks, I then moved on to the land of opportunity, Oak Park and River Forest High School. Before I got to OPRF, I thought I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do when I got there. Theater, sports, and maybe some studying. My freshman year, I auditioned for show choir and tried out for baseball, but I didn't make either of them, and it crushed me. I didn't have any group to identify with at the school, and I had to start searching again. My remaining 3 years at the high school were quite a ride. Eventually, I did join the show choir band, and I joined the track team and learned how to pole vault. I joined the cross-country team and now know the pain and rewards of long-distance running. I went to Tanzania. I took all three photography classes offered at the high school, and two of my photos were selected for best of the year. I'm now in the leadership and launch program, helping freshmen to adjust to such a big school. What all of these activities say about me isn't just what I like to spend my time doing, but more who I am. While most people my age seem to focus on one thing in high school, whether it's soccer, singing, basketball, or debate, I have decided to spread out my different areas, making me sort of a jack of all trades. All of these high school activities provided positive role models in my life, but I also know that there are role models at this church who I can trust too. Throughout my life, this church has been a constant path when everything else seems so hectic. I started going to this church when I was about 2 years old. Our family had moved here from Wisconsin, and from my earliest memories, this church has supported me. When I was in elementary school, the person at the center of my church life was Julie Gigler. I can remember a cold January night when our family got into a car accident on Lake in Euclid, right outside Tasty Dog. Julie came and picked me, Rachel, and Charlie up, and took us home while my dad and my mom dealt with the police report and the totaled car. From my early years, she was what I thought of when I thought of church. Later, when I started focusing on theater and music in middle school, LVD encouraged me, taught me, and supported me. And when I went to Tanzania, Greg Metters taught me how to properly use a DSLR camera. Without his help, my experience in Tanzania wouldn't have been so incredibly documented. These are only three examples of support that I received, but this church is filled with people who have proven that they care. Knowing that there is someone at Fair Oaks who cares about my interests reminds me that my actions are never going unnoticed. There's always someone here who loves you for who you are, not just because you're good at something. On August 14th, I will be moving to Xavier University in Cincinnati, where I will be, actually, who knows what I'll do, or what I'll do when I'm there, or who will be the new people that I look up to. Just like Timothy's relation to Paul when he was starting the church in Ephesus, I am certain that there will always be a community at Fair Oaks willing to help me.